Lord, we know this is the season for the rapture, but the day and the hour are not ours to know. Please keep us ready for your return any time, and please don't allow the holidays to pull us completely off track. Amen. Well, it's that time again, dear ones, when the holidays come around. And one of the most important things I want to stress to you is making good memories with these holidays. We just don't know how much longer we're going to be here. But what we want to leave behind are peaceful, happy, and joyful memories. So please avoid any topics that are going to set people off. Change the subject. Be kind, patient, loving, defer to others. We really do want to make this a time of peace and love. And if the Lord does take us, I'll have something sweet to remember. Now, we're living in the times that the Lord is calling conditional. In other words, how are we handling our time and dedication to the Lord and this nation? How are we living? For ourselves or for others and for the Lord? These times are fragile and unstable. At any moment, we could be called to the front lines in prayer because of the blindness that so easily pulls us away from God. If we pursue ourselves, the chances are good that things will end more swiftly. If we pursue the Lord and prayers for our nation and care for others, the extension on our time will continue so we can finish what He's given us to do. Well, it's hard for me, I'll be honest with you. We keep getting rapture readings, rapture words all over the place. Rapture rhemas, rapture readings in the missal that I use. Rapture dreams. I think 4 or 5 prayer warriors have reported rapture dreams recently, plus rapture words, which means the dream is a warning and the confirmation is in the rhema words that we get on top of that. And I have to tell you, it's really confusing to me. It's unsettling. Although one thing I do know, He wants to find us working for His kingdom when He comes. So even though He speaks continuously about the rapture, He also wants to make sure we don't slack off on our work because there's no more time. Far from it. He wants us working until the very last moment. He wants to find us pressing in and doing His will. Now, last night, Ezekiel got an urgent prayer request from Father God, and no matter how hard I tried, I could not connect with it. Nevertheless, I prayed the Divine Mercy Chaplet before I went to bed. It turns out that several people suffered last night in intercession. You all probably can guess what my response was. How come I didn't get to suffer, Lord? Guilt. Why can't I feel this burden and connect with it? Wow, do you ever get frustrated that way when you hear people say, I'm so burdened for something, and you don't have that same burden, and you feel like, well, am I off the track here, or what's going on? Why am I not connecting? So that's the place I came into prayer. That was where my heart was when I came into prayer. I began, Lord, I really don't understand what happened last night when I couldn't get a confirmation on how urgent that prayer request was. Please, would you help me to understand? Was I being numb or stubborn or selfish? Please, do not spare me words. Jesus began, last night was a warning of a clear and present danger. One spark, that's all it takes. One spark, and the enemy was trying to bring to a head a confrontation that could really backfire on this nation and the world. There are certain people I call upon to stand in the gap in times like that. I know you would like to be one of them, but your main job is not intercession. Claire, don't be jealous of others who get that assignment. Do your best when you hear it, but understand I have a whole network of intercessors who are on it. He continued, I had just established a direction for you, and your mind was understandably on that. Therefore, it made no sense to you. Yet the danger was real, and I had others to cover it. I would have told you if I wanted you to call up the Heart Dwellers, but I didn't, did I? Not that I was able to perceive, Lord, because I had others in mind to cover it. You can't do everything, and there are many times I work differently with you than with others. There is no condemnation there. You can't possibly do it all. So please, let that go from your heart. Satan would like to stick it to you with false accusation. Don't respond. Ignore him. This was for Ezekiel and others. I have them all over the world, you know. Sorry, Lord, I was lost in my potential guilt just now. Thank you for clarifying. Jesus continued, however, I do want you to mention that this season calls for extra vigilance in prayer and spending. My people tend to go overboard and get sucked into materialism during this season. Oh boy, I know about that. And I am asking you, my precious ones, please keep this holiday from my glory and honor. Please do not go overboard on cooking and lavish preparations, because remember, you are in a war, and if you are overindulging in the flesh, you will not be alert to pray when it is needed. The enemy knows well how distracted you get and is going to use that against you if you are not careful. Remember also that the time I have given is conditional. He's talking about the 2-year extension I just got from him, I think, a couple weeks ago. And I need Americans to be alive and responsive to their country's needs. I need all of you to continue to pray for your president's safety and the success of his administration, as well as against war breaking out. Your greatest protection is prayer, taking care of the poor in your environment, as well as those around the world. The goodness of the American people has brought millions into the kingdom of God. And for this reason as well, I treasure her. But when a country becomes prosperous, it tends towards decadence and dissolution, selfishness, and is covered up in pleasures of all kinds. That is the beginning of the end of that nation. So do not in any way think that prosperity is the solution to your problems. No, it is justice, equality, as well as providing opportunities for others, charity, generosity, and upholding ethical standards in your own behavior, and putting me in first place. That is your greatest protection. Honor me, serve me, worship me, obey me, and you will live out the days of opportunity before the tribulation begins. Live a slovenly, self-serving life of excess, indulging in immorality and injustice, and you will never finish the good I have for you to do until the hour of the greatest darkness is upon you. No nation has a defense system that will prevail if my hand is not upon it. It is I who set up kings and I who dethrone them. It is I who guard the gates of nation and defeat the plans of the enemy. This I do for the nation that honors and obeys me. Let my love watch over your hearts and minds and continually remember my needs. Be kind to those around you that you do not understand. Do not stereotype anyone, nor condemn or judge or criticize them. You do not know what's inside of them, their woundedness, their dreams and desires, and the influences, both good and bad, that have shaped them. Be a loving light in this world, for I came to save them all, and I work from inside out to bring fulfillment to every individual's life. I have clothed you in love. Now go and clothe others in that same love. I am with you.